Howdy, neighbors. Busy? Well, how about relaxing for a few minutes and doing a little thinking? That's strange, isn't it? I mean, relaxing and thinking. Should be work, shouldn't it? But folks tell me that it isn't when this little program rolls around every day at this time. It's Something to Think About, brought to you transcribed by your Anderson Lumber Company stores, who also send you Paul Coburn with something special to think about. Come in, Paul.
Do you like the smart, colorful rooms you see in home magazines these days? Then you'll like the newer, lovelier colors of Texolite 330 paint that are recommended by leading interior decorators. And that's not all. Texolite 330 is so quick, so easy, so low in cost that anyone can have new, beautiful walls in a single day. Yes, Texolite 330 goes on fast, dries in about an hour. You can entertain guests the same evening. Drop in today at your nearest Anderson Lumber Company store and get a free Texolite color selector.
Nice going, old boy. Remember my last program, folks? That was when I told you about Unlucky 13 and probably gave you plenty to think about. Hope I didn't scare you. I'm not superstitious myself, and the number 13 doesn't faze me. Well, not very much. I won't sleep 13 in a bed, for instance. Be that as it may, let's see the other side of the story. Richard Wagner found luck in 13. There are 13 letters in his name. He was born in 1813, and the numbers in 1813 total 13. Add them up. 1 plus 8 plus 1 plus 3, 13. He composed 13 operas, and Tannhäuser, the greatest of them, was finished on September 13, 1860, and performed for the first time on March 13, 1861. He left Beirut on September 13. Edmund Rostand furnishes a more modern instance of the association of 13 with a name. Like Wagner, his full name also contains 13 letters. His two great successes, Laglone and Serrano, contain 13 letters between them. He was received into the Academy on June 4, 1903, and the month, day, and last two numerals of the year, 6 for June, 4 for the fourth day of the month, and 03 totals 13. And he was assigned to the 13th chair in that august body. The Duchess of Sutherland claimed that she gained her title through the number 13. It seems that she was chased away from the nursery to make a 14th at a table where she met the Marquess of Stafford, the future Duke, who then and there fell in love with her. And whether the number 13 means good luck or bad luck depends on your point of view. 13 colonies were the nucleus of the United States of America, and a pretty swell place it is to live in, you'll admit. At the first official flag of the United States, it had 13 stripes and 13 stars, and still has 13 stripes. But how those stars have multiplied. Yes, it's all in the way you look at the number 13. Thomas Jefferson was a very wise man indeed, and while he gave his advice freely, he was one of those people who couldn't follow his own precepts. Some of his sayings are just as appropriate today as they were in Jefferson's time. For example, here are some of them to give you some things to think about. One never regrets what one does not say. When angry, count 10 before you speak. If very angry, count 100. Shall I give you more? Okay. Nothing is troublesome that we do willingly. And another. Never spend your money before you have it. And still another. Pride costs us more than hunger, thirst, and cold. And as a final thought, through the courtesy of Thomas Jefferson, take care of the pennies, and the pennies will take care of you. Now that's very sound advice passed along to you, for you, to pass along to anybody else you'd like. And here is Paul Coburn to give you one more bit of advice, not by Thomas Jefferson, but just as good. Come in, Paul, your public is waiting.
In behalf of our United States Treasury, the following message from Deanna Durbin, screen star, is brought to you by the management and staff of the Anderson Lumber Company store. Quote, "The war is not over. Despite our victory over Germany, the United States still has a long and difficult fight ahead. Japan must be completely eliminated as a fighting force. Our men who are undertaking this gigantic task must have the necessary weapons. These weapons cost money, money now being raised by the 7th War Loan Drive. It is a duty of every one of us who can to double or triple our purchases of Series E bonds. In that way, our war with Japan will be over just that much sooner." Unquote. The message you have just heard from Deanna Durbin, screen star, was brought to you in behalf of our U.S. Treasury by your nearby Anderson Lumber Company store.
Something to Think About is a fully copyrighted feature. This is the top of your dial.